Flipping our attention over to the local sports scene, Friday night on KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM, the Emory Spartans took care of the Union Cougars 29-7 by scoring 22 unanswered points in the second half. Emory improves their overall record to 4-3 on the season, and more importantly, 2-1 in league play, meaning they are just one victory away from clinching a playoff spot. Following the win, Coach John Famalo stopped by the broadcast booth to talk about the victory.
Back on the Emory Medical Center postgame show, again the final score tonight, Emory topping the Union Cougars 29-7. Emory improving to 2-1 in league play and 4-3 overall. And joining us in the broadcast booth, we have head coach John Famalo. Coach, congratulations on the win.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was really one of those games where at halftime, I can't believe we're tied 7-7 because, I mean, you guys had dominated the game up to that point, yet in the second half, you guys got things moving.
Well, that was it. That was the frustrating part, standing on the sideline, feeling like, you know, we dominated the line of scrimmage, but we spent the majority of our time on this side of the field. You know, you give them two, three, four possessions on your side of the field, at some point you're going to give up something, and, you know, we did. You know, and so we challenged the kids at half and, you know, gave them a little bit of a chewing, and they responded. And so we were happy to see them respond, and that kickoff return, you know, I think that kind of pushed us to say, hey, let's get going. And, you know, offensively we started clicking with the exception of the fumble. I mean, every drive we were moving positively and we were scoring.
You talk about that touchdown return, the kickoff return for a touchdown right out of the gate in the second half. Obviously you guys work on those kind of things. When you have something like that stored in your back pocket for this coaching staff, when do you get the idea to use it?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to give props to Coach Gary Arrington. He's our special teams coach, and we honestly didn't even talk about it before half. I was so frustrated with the way we were playing, and so to have him call it on the spot and feel like it was a good time, you know, credit to him, honestly, because I didn't say, hey, we need to run the reverse. You know, I have confidence in what he's doing with our special teams, and he did a wonderful job and a great call. And Logan Cox made a great run, and we had some great blocks on the edge. I mean, I'm going to be excited to watch the tape because we had one key block, and I don't know who it was, but he just lit the kid up as we came around the edge, and, you know, it was the difference of that score right there.
Yeah, you follow the ball. Sometimes that kind of stuff gets lost in translation, yeah. Right, who lays the key block. 22 unanswered points for you guys to end this contest. Even with the offense scoring two touchdowns of their own on efficient drives, were you happy with the way they performed in the second half, or do you still see some things that you guys have to clean up in the next couple of days?
There's always stuff we got to go back and look at and clean up. I mean, that's just a given. You know, I wish we could say, hey, we're perfect and we got things down, but there's always things we need to work on, and so kids got to understand that. You see it in film. It shows itself in film, really. On the field, everything's moving fast, and we're trying to make calls and things like that, so it's tough to sometimes make adjustments. But, you know, overall, I was happy with just the way they responded with the challenge we gave them to, hey, you know, we're a better team. I felt like we were a better team. We dominated the first half, and at 7-7, you know, it shouldn't be a ball game, and, you know, that's what I was happy with, just the way they responded. And so offensively, I think we're coming along, and but at the same time, there's always stuff we need to work on.
Yeah, you just never know when these two teams get together.
Yeah.
We have seen some crazy games in the past.
Yeah, we have. I mean, it seems like last year, I mean, I don't know how many opportunities we had in the red zone, and I think we had two fumbles right at the end zone, and, you know, that was the difference in the ball game. Then they had a big play, and, I mean, it always is a good game against Union.
You definitely have some tough kids on this team.
Yeah, we do.
You have some kids playing through injury that I'm kind of shocked that they're playing. I mean, this is a tough team.
It is. I mean, Logan Labrum, you know, that kid's got a ruptured a ligament in his ankle, you know, and at any time I'm sure the other side of it can rupture. So he's really gutting it out for us. He did it for, you know, probably 42 of the 48 minutes and pushed us over the hump that we needed to. Chase Jukes has been a little bit banged up. And, you know, second half, I thought he responded defensively. And so, you know, like the kids are playing hard. And even through injuries, you know, I've been happily surprised that they've really stepped up and been tough that way.
Aside from injuries, one thing that has been obvious with Zach Jorgensen over the last couple of weeks, he's preparing himself to take a hit in the pocket now. I thought that was very noticeable last week against Morgan. A couple of times he actually climbed the pocket knowing that he was going to take a hit. I thought we saw the same thing tonight. And then Chris points this out during the game. Derek Justice, and he's not a speedster. He's got the best set of hands that you're going to find. He's not a speedster. So he has a problem creating some separation. So he knows when he catches a ball, he's going to get rocked as well. And these kids are stepping up.
Yeah, and he's had a phenomenal year. Again, a kid that works really hard. In practice, and he gives you everything he has. But, you know, limitations are limitations for the fact of abilities and things, but, you know, you get the ball close to him, he's going to catch the ball. He's a great possession receiver, and, you know, like I say, he knows he's going to get hit. He'll get you 5, 10, 7 yards, and he'll get you the first down.
A couple of times tonight, well, he had one catch, I believe, if I look at the final statistic, three catches, excuse me. Two of them, I know, came on third downs.
Yeah.
They were big, big plays that either set up a manageable fourth down or picked up a first down for you.
And that's big for us, for the fact that, again, we're going to start seeing twos on a Colton. You know, they're going to see, everybody watches film and they'll see Colton's a big threat. And so to have another option and Zach feeling comfortable that, hey, he can throw to Derek and Derek can catch the ball, you know, that's a big plus for us.
$1 million question for you. How do you put two halves together?
Yeah, I wish I could figure it out. Honestly, it's been a mystery to me and the coaching staff because it just seems like we get in these funks offensively that we just can't get out of. And so somehow we've got to get a spark. And I think it just mentally it's got to start with the kids. And that's what I told them. I mean, mentally you've got to push through when things aren't exactly going like you want it to go. You just got to mentally fight through it. And then kids got to make plays. And that's what we asked them to do the second half. Hey, somebody's got to make a play. And it seemed like every drive somebody made a play. So.
Kids love homecoming week. Yeah, this is the first time you've been a head coach with homecoming week. I'm sure you don't like it as much as the kids do, but how was it? I mean, I know there's a lot of distractions out there.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the one benefit I have is I'm not at the school, and so a lot of the stuff that's going on during the school, and, you know, we didn't have a ton of activities after school, and so for me, I'm not as in touch with what's going on in the school and the activities they have, and so you know, when the kids are at practice, they're at practice and they focused up. And so that was what was most important to me is when they're at practice, they're focused up and we're ready to get after it. And so, you know, I hope they enjoy it. You know, it builds memories, you know,
yeah.
The things that you can look on and really draw from.
Well, we only have two games left in the regular season. I can't believe how fast this year has gone by. One more home game next week. It's a big one. I mean, tonight's win, knowing that Carbon suffered the loss to Morgan, you have two teams now in the 3A North that are winless at 0-3. So it's really going to take some doing for you guys not to get into the postseason. I know that wasn't the goal at the beginning of the year. It was to grab one of the first two spots and play host to a playoff game, which that's still very possible with Grantsville and Juan Diego. But that's a tough stretch. That's a tough two games.
That is. I mean, Grantsville's a tough team. Again, a team that we're going to see is similar to a lot we saw tonight, but maybe throwing a little bit more. They spread and they've got some athletes that can run, and so we got a challenge ahead of us that way. You know, Union I thought was really physical up front, a lot more than I thought we would see, and so, you know, credit to them, but I don't know if Grantsville's as physical as them up front, but I think they got a little bit more athleticism and speed, and so, you know, we just got to figure out how we're going to cover that and, you know, offensively hopefully continue to click and move forward with what we did the second half.
Coach John Famalo, congratulations on the victory. It's always fun to catch up with you.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. I appreciate it. Appreciate everything you do for us.